back to the Langlade County Fairgrounds. We're about to drop the puck. Evergreens are the home team against Bayport for this neutral ice game. They're wearing their white sweaters, trimmed in green and yellow. Bayport in the dark blue with the light blue piping and the white numerals. The puck drops, and we're underway. Glad to have you with us for DC Everest Hockey against Bayport. Bayport controls the opening faceoff and goes into the front zone. Here's Riley Trilot, has it taken away. Michael Plaza, who was great yesterday, skates back, gets a one-timer, sends it just wide of the near post. Evergreens fight to keep it alive in the near corner. Little action in front there. Evergreens still hold the zone back out to Plaza. Man diving shot just wide. Evergreens control the best of the early action here. Puck still loose behind the net. Plaza trying to follow the puck there. Michael Plaza active, loses his stick. And now Bayport's able to break the zone, comes back out. Evergreens' Alex Danger retrieves that loose puck. Bayport sends it into the corner. Evergreens have it behind their own net, rushing the length of the ice. Both teams get a partial change. Evergreens try to push forward, losing control of the puck there briefly in their own end. Alex Danger recovers, pucks up against those far boards. Now comes out to center ice. Evergreens trying to push up here. Here's Austin Shero. Shero leaves it in the corner, and the Evergreens will change. Bayport fights for it behind their own net. This is the smallest sheet of ice that we've seen all season. It's the cozy confines here at the Langlade County Fairgrounds. Evergreens take that puck away behind the net. Shero is looking to center. Thinks about going out to the blue line. He's checked from behind, and there's no call. We play on. Bayport takes the puck away. They'll have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Here's a pass onside, a little too long. Looking for Logan Froberg. Instead, disrupting it was Nate Bruns. Evergreens send it into the corner. Evergreens will get a change here. 15 minutes to play, first period, scoreless between DC Everest and Bayport. First of two for the Evergreens. They'll play again tonight against Antigo. Bayport controlling at center ice. Puck skips off the skate of Christoph Konzek and goes into the Evergreens bench of a face-off at neutral ice. 15:09 to play, first period. Evergreens hockey brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Bayport controls the draw, quickly taken away. Chris Sackman. Sackman almost had a shot. Control the puck. Poke checked away from behind. Evergreens now have two of their own players run into each other behind the net. They're able to get back to their feet, but Bayport has the biscuit and moves it out to center ice. Onside, 2-on-2, skating in is Riley Trilo. First chance for Michael Moe in net. Moe just had to stick it aside into the corner. The Bayport player was losing control of the puck there. Evergreens trying to get it out from behind their own net there. Controlling the puck finally is Nate Bruns. Bruns gets it up to his teammate at center ice. Evergreens' surrender will get a partial change as Bayport will take it back to the red line. Bayport's going to change up here as well. Evergreens go cross ice. Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk was a goal scorer yesterday in the 4-2 win over St. Mary's Springs. From the blue line, puck slides down towards the goal where it's covered up by goalie Sean Engel of Bayport. We'll have a stoppage here. Evergreens hockey brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Face-off comes to Angle's right. Evergreens control it. It goes behind the net. Evergreens try to hold the zone in. Danger's got it. Alex Danger. Puck now pops up into the air. Comes out to the red line. Evergreens still have it. It'll have to come out and touch up. Bayport trying to pester them along the near boards. Up. Bayport takes it away. Here's a long shot from the red line sent into the zone. Goes wide. Kyle Paulson sent it on net and then went into the corner. The one-timer, though, Michael Plaza leads the charge out for the Evergreens. Plaza skates onside, got a man trailing himself, just wide off the stick of the goalie there. Sean Engel tested. That was the best scoring opportunity so far, but it's a one-timer. Evergreens fight to keep it in along the far boards. Avery Allard kept it in for a moment. Bayport's got it behind their own net. They'll have to rush the distance. Still scoreless. 13.5 minutes to play, first period. Evergreens player lost his skate, had the puck go off of him while he was on the seat of his pants, now goes back in the other way. Both teams will change here. Tyler Kohler is back there. Kohler fights for it. Evergreens trying to control at center ice. Up here comes Bayport. Bayport's onside, skating in towards shot, goes just wide. Christoph Panzak really tested Michael Moe there. He was coming in, he had a player along with him. Got a player down in the corner, got a whistle-stopping play. At 12:59 to play, we've got a penalty coming up here. Both teams taking the opportunity to get some line changes. And our linesman is going over to the scorer's table. We'll see what the penalty is going to be. It's going to be against Bayport. We're going to have a two-minute minor coming up here. Colton Huff will be called for roughing for action behind the net. He was trailing the play. In this scoreless game, the Evergreens will have the first power play opportunity. Penalty coming at 12:56 of the first period. Evergreens control the faceoff to goalie angles right. Evergreens have it in that right-hand corner along the near boards. Comes out. Here's a shot on goal. Every hour slides through. Second chance opportunity. Save! Allard put it on goal. Chris Babiarz was there in front trying to stuff it in on the doorstep, unable to, and the puck squirted behind the net. In fact, it's hard to imagine how that didn't go in. Goalie Sean Engel was under pressure there. Because we got a quick start to today's game, let's introduce you quickly to our goalies while we have this brief stoppage. Michael Mose, a senior for D.C. Everest. He's had all the starts for the Evergreens so far, and the team is 5-5 this season. Sean Engel was between the pipes yesterday. Bayport lost both of their games in this tournament. Engel is a junior, and he is Bayport's number one goalie. Evergreens control the faceoff. They've got 1:23 left on the power play. They're not in the zone, though. They're back out at the center line. Avery Allard. Now the Evergreens are onside the Michael Plaza. One-timer. Shot off the glove. Nope. Glove save. Thought for a minute that got off the glove of Sean Engel. Instead, he'll hold on to it for a faceoff. Evergreens have had the better of the scoring opportunities so far in this first period, and they have 1:15 left at their man advantage. Evergreens hockey brought to you by Ace Hardware West. In more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Off the faceoff in the corner, Evergreens go out to the blue line. Brady Burrell is there. Holding it in for the Evergreens is Avery Allard. Allard trying to skate in. He's disrupted by one of the Bayport defenders. Now goes into the corner. Evergreens behind the net looking to center. Alex Danger doing the work there. Danger comes out to Allard. Allard tries the backhand. Shot's blocked and now sent all the way down the ice. 45 seconds left in the power play. Evergreens going to get some fresh skates on here with that man advantage. They'll have to rush the length of the sheet. And here they come with Avery Allard. Allard pushes ahead here. Chris Sackman is on this shift. Sackman just had the puck poke checked away from him. Comes back out to center ice. Evergreens start again. Alex Danger. Danger checked off the puck. Loses control. Comes back out to center ice. So suddenly this power play hasn't looked all that hot. 20 seconds left in the man advantage. Evergreens got that one-timer from Plaza. And I think have only had two shots on goal in this man advantage. Now down to 10 seconds. And again, they'll rush the length. Final charge here for D.C. Everest. Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk was poke-checked away from behind there. And the Evergreens didn't get much going on this power play. We are back to even strength. And here comes Bayport on a takeaway looking to center, disrupting that, doing a nice job with Nate Brunt. Bayport's able to hold the zone, though. Riley Kraloff takes it in. Nope, poked out over the blue line and back to center ice. Bayport seeing if they can mount something. The Evergreens have had the better of the action here. 10 minutes to go. One-timer just wide. Put on goal there by Christoph Konjak, who just served the minor. It's briefly loose in front, and sticking it out of there was Nate Bruns. That puck was loose in front for a moment. Goes back behind the Evergreens net. Now into the corner. Bayport comes out the blue line. Skating in there is Riley Trillo. Goes wide. Loose in front again. A lot of traffic there. The Evergreens got to clear it out, and they do. Clearing it out there was Chris Sackman. Sackman sends it out to the red line, bounces off the boards, and goes all the way back. 10 minutes to play in what has been a scoreless first period. Tell you this, Bayport and D.C. Everest look about even. Been a competitive game. The Evergreens have had momentum earlier, and it seems to have evened out in the last minute or two. In fact, I would say Bayport might even have a little momentum, that positive feeling from killing off that two-minute minor. Evergreens take the puck back here at center ice. Nate Bruns sends it behind the net. Goalie Engel comes out of his goal to corral it for one of his defenders. It's in the corner now. Evergreen send it right back in. Nate Bruns sent it to the far corner. Partial change. Bayport defender waiting for it there. Bayport now sends it forward. This pass is knocked down at center ice. Coming back the other way, Brady Burrell. Burrell tried to get a shot on goal. It went off the stick of one of the Bayport players. Still slid towards the net. And goalie Sean Engel will cover it up there. Stoppage with 9:24 to play in a scoreless first period. D.C. Everest Hockey is sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest Sports. Teams at even strength face off will come to goalie angles left-hand side. Evergreens win that draw. It's loose in front. A lot of traffic. Unable to put it home. Tyler Kohler was there on the doorstep. Another good scoring opportunity with nothing to show for it for BC Everest. Puck comes out to center ice. Now Bayport's trying to hold his own on the other end. Puck's along the near board. One of the Evergreens defenders couldn't locate it for a moment. Slap shot from the blue line goes wide. And Bayport had a man in front, too, who was unable to steer it in. Aaron Deacon was there on the doorstep. Evergreens get it out of there and send it down. 8:50 to play first period. And we have yet to break the ice, so to speak, on this game. First of two for the Evergreens today. They'll play Anago tonight, the host of this holiday tournament at the Langlade County Fairgrounds. Evergreens have the puck in front. Unable to see it for just a moment off Chris Sackman's stick. Sackman unable to corral it. Sackman from close range. Bayport tries to counterattack. Evergreens take it back. Alex Denger sends it to the corner. Partial change here for DC Everest. Got a whistle. This is icing. We'll come back the other way for a faceoff. Evergreens hockey is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs during the Baseman's fall sports blowout. This is the second of four high school sports broadcasts today on Fox Sports Radio. Our game got underway about a half hour late. When we are done, DC Everest boys basketball, the second day of that Menominee tournament between the Big Rivers and the Wisconsin Valley Conference, where their teams go up there and face off. Off the face-off here, the Evergreens control the puck in their own end. Now they're onside, two on two if they hurry. Michael Plaza fighting for it in the corner. Plaza looks to center, loses control of the puck there. It's behind the net. Now it comes out the other way. Bayport could have a three-on-two if they hurry. Evergreens did a good job getting back, and good poke check, too. Knocking that away, Nate Bruns. Bruns has been active so far today. He's been playing well. One of the reasons that Bayport has not had as many chances. Got a penalty upcoming here. Going to be against the Evergreens once they touch up. And Bayport is going to go on the power play. Stoppage with 7:38 to play in the first period. See in a minute who they take. Penalty box door is swinging open, and taking a seat there is going to be Brady Burrell. Brady Burrell called for holding. Faceoff comes to Michael Moe's near side. Briefly loose in front. Moe got a stick out there and disrupted it. Goes into the corner. So both teams now will have had one chance on the power play with a man advantage. Shot there is blocked. One of the Evergreen defenders went down and disrupted. That was Avery Allard who played spoiler. Now in the corner, Bayport still holds the zone. In fact, Evergreens have not been able to clear. Going along the near side, Tony Cavill. Cavill's playing catch with one of his teammates. Now we've got a whistle and a stoppage. Are we going to have another penalty against the Evergreens? Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Bayport may be going on a two-minute advantage. I think they got Alex Denger for action in the corner. See what happened here. We're playing in close contact in the near corner. And Alex Denger is indeed going off. Waiting for what the announcement is on here on him. Linesman is going over and talking to the scorer's table now, and we'll have an announcement shortly. It is going to be a two-minute minor, so there will be 1:27 of a two-man advantage for Bayport. And then a one-man advantage for another 30 seconds after that. Should have an announcement shortly. It is a cross-check. And, oh, wow, it's a double penalty. Unsportsmanlike conduct, which probably means that Denger had something to say about it to the linesman or to the referee after the call was made. He'll be in the penalty box for 4 minutes. So see if the Evergreens would be fortunate to keep this score 0-0 to stay even here. So it's a two-man advantage for 1:15 now as play is back in. Logan Froberg has the puck back at the blue line. Froberg is playing catch with Riley Tilo. Tilo had to go over his skate and lost it out of the zone. Everyone will have to come out for Bayport and tag up with 1 minute left in the two-man advantage. Bayport's now organized at the red line. They rush right back in. So Evergreen's trying their best to stay even. Here's a shot in the slot and passing up the shot. Good defense there. Poland Ponies had it on the doorstep. A lot of traffic there in front. And again, shot on goal and clearing it out and getting it down the ice for DC Everett as Nate runs. Able to clear the zone now with 35 seconds left of the two-man advantage. But again, the Evergreens have Alex Danger serving double minors here. So he's out for 4 minutes, which means there'll be an extended period of 5-on-4 hockey if the Evergreens are able to kill off this two-man advantage. It only has 20 seconds left. In fact, Bayport needed to get more out of this, and they haven't. Riley Trillo, shot in front, blocked by one of the Evergreens defenders. Not much has gotten through. Goes back out to Trillo. 10 seconds left in the two-man advantage. Now they skate along the far boards. Evergreens doing a good job killing off. There's a pass that's disrupted there. Austin Shiro got a stick on it. Traffic in front. Shot goes wide into the corner. And now the two-man advantage is over. Evergreens get another man back on the ice, and it's 5-on-4 hockey. Bayport still on the power play for another 2 minutes and 22 seconds. It's behind the net. Evergreens try and clear it all around. Holding it in there is Riley Trillo. Trillo is probably the best player for Bayport, but there's a bad pass and sent down the length of the ice. Bayport's going to get a change. It was sent down by Brady Burrell. 5 minutes to play, first period. Evergreens have already killed off a minute and a half of two-man advantage hockey, and 2 minutes left here in 5-on-4 play. Bayport back onside. Tony Cavill loses the puck, and the Evergreens clear it out, send it all the way down the sheet. Good-looking penalty killing here for D.C. Everest. Talk about a momentum boost if you could get out of killing off all this penalty time and still be at 0-0. They've got another 1 minute 40 seconds to do that, though. From the red line, sent into the zone from long distance. Rebound! Oh! Most put in! Michael Most played out to make that save. Connor Duchette almost put that in on the long rebound, and the Evergreens send it down the length of the ice again. It was the best save of the game so far from Michael Moe. The rebound came hard off the boards behind the goal, and Michael Moe was alert enough to guard that near post. Michael Moe with great goalie instinct, something that's got better with him from his junior to his senior year. He knew that puck was coming out there. Now there's a shot in front, goes off one of the defender's sticks and goes into the corner. Nate Humpter put it on net there. Now it's loose in front. Evergreen defender trying to disrupt. Under a minute left in the man advantage. Bayport holds the zone. Shot just wide. Put in there by Nate Humpter, who's been active on this shift. Now 45 seconds left in the man advantage. Bayport still holds the zone. Evergreens need to send it down here one more time. Tony Cavill fighting in the near corner. Checked off the puck, and the Evergreens get it out of there. Goes back out to the red line. Bayport will have to come out. And now they dump it into the far corner. 30 seconds left in the man advantage. So the Evergreens will have killed off 4 minutes of penalty time, including about a minute and a half of 5-on-3 hockey here. 20 seconds away from accomplishing that. Bayport with a final rush here on the power play. Along the far boards, Evergreens defenders doing a good job disrupting. Alex Danger shot in front off the stick there of Colton Huff. Huff was right on the doorstep, and it comes out of the zone. 10 seconds left. Congratulations, Evergreens are going to kill all of this off. 3 minutes left in the period. We're back to even strength, and it's still 0-0 hockey. Great penalty kill for the Evergreens. Now 5-on-5, sent on goal. Michael Moe went down low to get it. Evergreens get it out of there. Back out to the red line where Bayport is waiting for it. Bayport still trying to keep the momentum, although unable to score on a 3-on-5 and 4-on-5 situation. Loose at center ice, trying to get it is Matthew Yonke for the Evergreens. Evergreens trying to push up. Nate Bruns. Bruns has played well. Sends it into the zone on the corner. Both teams get a partial change. Fighting for it there, I believe, Kane Gilray out there on the ice. Tyler Kohler for the Evergreens. Action here behind the Bayport net. 2.5 minutes to play in the still scoreless first period. Bayport defender has it coming down here. It's going to slide all the way down the length of the ice. Wave off icing. Nope, whistle. It'll come back the other way for a faceoff with 2:13 to play. First period, Bayport 0, D.C. Empress 0. Evergreens Hockey, brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. The Evergreens had the momentum early. You'd think that it was positive that they could kill off all the penalty minutes here, but Bayport seems to have kept a lot of the momentum since then. Off the faceoff, Evergreens trying to control. Nope, comes out to center ice. Bayport has a 3-on-3 if they hurry. Offsides. Along the far boards, Colin Tonies was into the zone early. Linesman right there to blow the whistle with 2:03 remaining. Been an exciting first period, considering that we haven't had our first goal yet. Evergreens Hockey, sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. And now one of the linesmen is going over to the Bayport bench. Not sure what this is about. It seems like this is some kind of bench warning, although there's no penalty called here. Face-off is coming just outside the blue line. Taking the draw for the Evergreens is Grant Dennis. Dennis wins the draw, goes back to Alex Danger. Danger is back on the ice. Danger had to serve a cross-checking penalty and then an unsportsmanlike on top of it. He was in the sin bin for 4 minutes. Loose puck goes down towards the Evergreens goal. Michael Moe comes out of net, sends it into the corner. Evergreens try and rush back the other way. From the state of Great Dennis, big hit. Dennis was planted into the near boards. Evergreens still control the puck, though, as it goes into the corner. Big hit from Riley Tiro. Evergreens come out here, and Bayport's able to send it out to center ice. Bayport's got a two-on-one. They're offsides. They would have had a two-on-one. Connor Baginski was offsides along the far boards with the puck along the near board. So with 1:23 to play in the period, we'll come out of the zone for a faceoff. Evergreens Hockey, sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Evergreens win the draw. Yeah, the Evergreens had the momentum early and have really not had it back since, having to serve all those penalties. You'd think that would be a lift. It hasn't been. Skating onside here, Brady Burrell. Shot goes wide and is sticked up and over the plexiglass. First time in a while that we've seen the Evergreens get something on goal here with 1:08 to play in the period. Face-off is going to come to Sean Engel, the Bayport goalie's left here. Taking the draw for the Evergreens is Alex Danger. See if he can control. Puck goes into the corner off that face-off. It will now go under 1 minute to play in the scoreless first period. Evergreens trying to get some final pressure on here before we come to our first intermission. Fighting behind the net is Brady Burrell. He's looking to center. Pinned up against the boards there and now comes free. Derek Tomczyk is guarding the blue line. Unable to hold the zone, though. Comes out to center ice. 45 seconds. Bayport's got a two-on-one. Centering pass, little wide. Net is open, and Bayport scores. Bayport scores with 42 seconds left in the period. It was a two-on-one coming back the other way. Michael Moe bit on one man guarding the far post and then got beat on the near post. It's a goal for the Bayport Pirates. Well, when you see that two-on-one and those two are ahead of your defenders, you got to pick your poison. Do you go with the man with the puck? Or do you guard against the pass? It's Tony Cavill who gets the goal. Aaron Deacon will get an assist. Tough break for the Evergreens. Yep, Michael Moe guarded the man with the puck. And then he was all the way over towards the near side. Got a whistle and a stoppage. We're going to have a penalty here. Penalty's going to be against Bayport. Colton Huff, just credited for an assist. Now with 30 seconds left, Huff is going to serve a two-minute minor. So with 30 seconds left, the Evergreens will have an opportunity here. Two-minute minor for roughing. Faceoff comes to the far zone. Evergreens look to center here. They control back the blue line. Shot on goal. A lot of traffic. Didn't get through. Comes out to center ice. 18 seconds left. Bayport fights for it shorthanded. Goes behind the DC Everest net where the Evergreens regather. Avery Allard here. 10 seconds left. Evergreens skating 5-on-4. Puck goes on goal. Covered up there by Sean Engel. Lets it go behind the net. That's where the period will come to an end.